St. Pius X had two visions that were similar to the Fatima vision of Sister Lucy. In 1909, during an audience with members of the Franciscan Order, St. Pius X had a vision of a future pope fleeing Rome. This is what he wrote. "What I have seen is terrifying. Will I be the one? Or will it be a successor? What is certain is that the Pope will leave Rome, and in leaving the Vatican, he will have to pass over the dead bodies of his priests." Just before he died, Pope St. Pius X had another similar vision in which he saw a future Pope of the same name fleeing over the bodies of his brethren before being killed himself. This is what he wrote. "I have seen one of my successors, of the same name, who was fleeing over the bodies of his brethren. He will take refuge in some hiding place, but after a brief respite, he will die a cruel death. Respect for God has disappeared from human hearts. They wish to efface even God's memory. This perversity is nothing less than the beginning of the last days of the world." In one of her interviews, Marie Loli, one of the visionaries from Garabandal, Spain, spoke of how before the warning comes, the church will undergo great persecution as part of its trial, and the Holy Father will suffer much persecution and could not remain in Rome. Blessed Anna Maria Taigi wrote, "Religion shall be persecuted and priests massacred. Churches will be closed, but only for a short time. The Holy Father shall be obliged to leave Rome." Sister Lucia, one of the visionaries of Fatima, recorded the three secrets revealed to her and her cousins, Jacinta and Francisco, during the apparitions of the Virgin Mary in 1917. The third secret, revealed later, depicts a vision of the Pope being martyred. The vision shows a bishop identified as the Pope and other religious figures, including bishops, priests, and religious orders, ascending a mountain. The Pope, described as a bishop dressed in white, is shown praying for the souls of the fallen along the way. At the top, he is killed by soldiers at the foot of a cross. This vision, along with the other two parts of the Fatima secret, is believed to foreshadow the struggle of the church and its members against atheistic communism and the suffering of the faithful. So we've heard from a handful of saints and mystics prophesying of how the church will undergo its purification and the martyrdom or suffering of the Holy Father. Is this why Our Lady of Akita, during her apparitions to Sister Agnes Asagawa, stressed for prayers for the Holy Father? Let me know what you think.